Now we're going to go to Italy and talk with Matteo Passini, who's a friend of mine. He runs a beautiful hotel in Monterosso in the Cinque Terre on the Italian Riviera. Matteo, Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you all also.
Yeah, Matteo, now tell me, in Italy, what is special about Christmas in Italy compared to other places in Europe or the United States?
In Italy, for example, under a gastronomical point of view, you have panettone, which is special of Italy, and spumante, which is our Italian champagne.
You're going right to the food and the drink, spumante,
yes,
and panettone. Tell us about
panettone.
Those.
Panettone, it's a Christmas cake, which it's a traditional cake they had in Milano, but now it's all over Italy. And panettone is more or less is 1 kilogram, and it's full with fruits and like this. And then we have also pandoro, which is something similar, but with more butter, with more, and it's more simple. But both are very good, and in every home you have panettone or pandoro for Christmas.
I'm talking with Matteo Passini, who's a friend of mine from the Italian Riviera. And Matteo, think back before all the tourists came and made your region more prosperous to a simpler time. What is a warm childhood memory that you have of Christmas in Italy?
Normally, every region has own tradition. For example, here in Liguria, where we are, with Cinque Terre are in Liguria, and in Liguria there was always been a poor tradition for everything, because here the region was very poor in the past. So everything we had for Christmas, it should be very simple. During Christmas, here in Cinque Terre, we were expecting the Christmas lunch as something very, very important, where you could eat something that you never eat during the other days of the year. For example, ravioli were the main meal, the main dish we had for Christmas, and that were very important, because some family could only have ravioli for Christmas lunch and never before.
So poor families would only have ravioli on a special day?
Yes, only on Christmas, and then no more for the rest of the year. So it was very important.
Wow.
Or, for example, people were wearing a particular dress during that day, and then because friends gave them like a good shirt or something like this, and then no more for the rest of the year. So it was something very particular. And for example, when I was a kid, we always were waiting Christmas Eve, that midnight was coming, when Jesus' baby were bringing us some gifts. And so we were all waiting the Mass, and then after the Mass, we came back home very fast to see if gifts were there. And They were there, so we were all happy.
So traditionally, when you were a child, and even today,
yes,
you would go to the Mass on Christmas Eve, very
yes,
late at night. And while you're at
yes,
Mass, baby Jesus would bring presents to your house.
Yes, of course, to every house, to every children's house, yes.
So when the Mass was finished.
So when the Mass was over, we went back home very happy to see what was the gift.
So, and now, how has that changed in more modern times? Does baby Jesus still come at midnight, or what is that?
But now, unfortunately, it's different. Now, maybe this is the power of globalization. We have something more like you have in the United States and all over Europe. We have also Babbo Natale, which is your Santa Claus, and nobody is speaking anymore, almost anymore, about baby Jesus. So every kid is waiting for Babbo Natale, and then Babbo Natale is no more related to the Mass, so many people is not going to the Mass anymore. Or also, even if the Christmas Eve Mass is very, very important in Italy, very important. People, maybe they go to the mass that night, maybe once in a year, but they go because it's really very important, something everybody feel a lot.
So that's the same in the United States. Many people, if they go to mass or church one time in the year, it would be Christmas. And in Italy, if that's the case, it would be the midnight mass.
Yes.
Now, Babbo Natale, is that like Papa Christmas? Is that what that means literally?
Yes, the real translation is Christmas Daddy. Daddy.
Christmas Daddy, yes. You don't have actually Santa Claus, you have Father Christmas, basically, you call him.
We, if you tell Santa Claus, we understand, but the real name is Babbo Natale. Babbo in Tuscan. In Tuscany, they call Daddy Babbo.
Babbo. Does Babbo come down the chimney like Santa Claus does in my town?
Yes and no. Sometimes, mostly, he comes to the door, he knocks, and then gives you something. Also for children, they do this. Somebody will wear like Babbo Natale and go knock into all doors and give presents.
So that, an adult will dress up like Babbo Natale and go door to door. Matteo, what do the children leave for a little cookie or some milk or something for Babbo Natale?
No, normally no. Here they receive only, and that's all.
Okay, they just receive.
Yeah.
Now, you have another character, La Befana, right?
Yes. For the 6th of January, when the three kings, we have La Befana. Every child wait La Befana because if you have been good, she will bring you candies and a lot of sweet stuff. If you have been bad, she will bring you coke. La Befana comes down from the, like your Santa Claus, down from the roof and inside the where you have the fire in the...
Okay, the chimney. So La Befana, so this is the Christmas witch, kind of.
And, the Christmas witch, yes.
Yeah. And now, just to explain to people, so Epiphany is January 6th, and we know about the 12 days of Christmas, and that's really the finale of the 12 days of Christmas when the three wise men actually gave the famous gifts to baby Jesus, and that is celebrated throughout Italy then, and it's and that's when the Christmas witch comes in. What do they give the children if they've been naughty?
Coke.
Coal, you mean.
Coke.
Like black, the coal.
Black. The black...
not a coke, but a coal, yeah. The coke. Black stones, right.
Black stones, yes.
All right. Now, in Italy, the manger scenes are a big deal. You say presepe, right, in Italian?
Presepe is very important.
St. Francis was the first, he invented presepe, I think, St. Francis in Assisi.
St. Francis, yes, exactly.
To teach the story of Jesus, yeah.
See, in fact, now too, the best presepe are always made by St. Francis monks. St. Francis monks, they're all the best presepe, yes, very, very nice, very beautiful.
Because that's a big deal in Rome. I mean, every church has a manger scene, and people go.
But also in private home, normally it's more important to have a presepe than the Christmas tree in Italy.
In our family, we have, in our presepe, we have the Holy Family, and the baby Jesus, Mary and Joseph, and then we have the three wise men, and cows, and sheep, and angels. Yeah. Do you have anybody else? Is it the same population?
In Italy, presepe is incredible. I mean, you can have a simple presepe like yours. Then they add characters, maybe a fisherman, maybe someone who is carrying something like mushrooms or a hunter. So people are always thinking about to add more and more characters. For example, in Napoli, there is a street, San Gregorio Armeno, which is famous for handcrafters. They work all year for new characters to add to presepe. And it's a street where small statues of presepe are also expensive because they are very nice. And every year during this time, it's nice to see, for example, the news or go there and buy new characters. Sort of like your Time magazine, when you see at the beginning of the year the Man of the Year in Italy instead of the magazine, you go to San Gregorio Armeno and you have the small statue of the year. You have the person. For example, you can have maybe this year you can have the United States President, Berlusconi, or some other people, and they in Napoli they really add them to the presepe. It's incredible, but
wow! So George Bush,
incredible.
Right there.
You can have a soccer player. It's strange. This is a bit too much, but really presepe, it's something incredible. They have also some sort of instrument that change also lights to dark, showing the night or the day. It's very important.
Very involved.
In Italy.
Wow. So some people just have a life collection of the men of the year populating their mansions. Hey, Matteo, when you have children and you have the grandparents of the mother or the parents of the mother and the parents of the father, different families, how do you know where to go when? How do you sort that out?
This is a big problem. I think it's the same problem in the United States and all over the world, but in Italy could cause big tragedies. I mean, like for us, we are young, we are 35, so our parents are telling, please come to our home, or parents of my wife, they say, comes to our home, so it's difficult to choose, because really, we had, normally when we speak in the afternoon with all the other friends, on 10 people, five had a bad day, because they fight all day.
The family competition at Christmas. What is the biggest event, the dinner on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve?
No, normally in Italy the biggest competition is for Christmas lunch.
Christmas lunch
on Christmas Day, on the 25th of December for lunch.
So.
The Christmas Eve is not very important in Italy, even if now it's coming more and more important. For example, in my family, we stay all Christmas Eve evening all together with my parents, everybody, all together at our other hotel Pasquale, and then the day after we can go where we want.
So this Christmas for lunch, do you go to your parents or your wife's parents?
But normally we go always all together here. They come, my wife's parents come here with my parents.
Okay.
So we stay all together here.
You have a good solution. Hey, Matteo, what are you thankful for this Christmas and what are your wishes for the new year in Italy?
The wishes are only one, not only for Italy. Peace for everybody. And I hope for Italy we are having a bad economy. It's a bit difficult for many families. Here in Cinque Terre we are happy and rich, thanks also to many tourists, to many Americans, Australians. They come and they make us rich, but we cannot forget many, many people living a few kilometers from here. They have many problems because Europe brought more and more poor people. So I hope for Italy that something will change very soon and everybody could be a little bit more rich.
Thank you, Matteo. And just for so we can hear your beautiful language, can you wish all of your friends in the United States a Merry Christmas and a peaceful New Year? Can I hear you say that in Italian?
Yes. Allora, volevo augurare a tutti voi un felice Natale e un bellissimo anno nuovo pieno di pace. Tanti auguri a tutti. Buon Natale.
Buon Natale. Matteo, thank you very much and Buon Natale to you too.
Thank you, Rick. Buon Natale to you and to all your family. Ciao.